Wisconsin survives. Welcome into the Jump Around postgame show. Riley Yauch here with you. And the Badgers almost blow an 18-point lead to the Washington Huskies. They survive and advance to move on to the quarterfinals in the Big Ten tournament. They will be facing the Illinois Fighting Illini tomorrow. Welcome in once again. My name is Riley Yauch, and man, oh man, did the Badgers make that one close. It felt like we were well into the second half. It felt like the Badgers were cruising. The lead was 18. We were joking around on the watch-along, which you can go back and watch our commentary on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, and it felt like the game was over. It felt like the Badgers had it well in hand and were just sort of coasting. And clearly, they also thought they were coasting because they almost choked away the lead to a scrappier-than-expected Washington team. They ended up getting the victory 85-84. I'm not sure if they counted that last bucket. That's what I last saw on the screen. It might have been 85-82 as time expires. They did take it off. 85-82, your final score. The Wisconsin Badgers winners in the third round of the Big Ten tournament. Personally, my thoughts, I think that was perfect. That is exactly what you want if you're the Wisconsin Badgers. I didn't think, or I still don't think, the Big Ten tournament really matters for Wisconsin when it comes to seeds. I don't think losing to Washington would have messed up their sixth seed or anything. I don't think they would have dropped to the 7 line, and I think at best they move up to the 5 line if they go on a run and win the Big Ten. No, I think that was perfect for the Badgers. It didn't matter for seeding, but man, does that help for confidence. Now you know what it's like to have a big lead against an inferior opponent, which will probably happen in the round of 64 in the tournament. So now you know what you need to be able to do if they go on a run. You know what happens if you take your foot off the gas. These teams are good. Any team in the final field of 68, 64, whatever you will, they are going to be capable of going on those big runs, similar to what we saw from Washington. And for the Badgers, the shots just weren't falling. It appeared John Blackwell, he was fantastic. He finished with 34 points. Nick Boyd finished with 21, I believe. The guard play was just phenomenal, absolutely spectacular. Yeah, Boyd finished with 23, actually. Correction. But now you know what that's going to be like if you're the Wisconsin Badgers. And you know you have the confidence that you can withstand those runs. You have the confidence that you can stave off these inferior opponents, even when you absolutely crap the bed for the final 6 minutes of regulation. You can still hang on. You can still find that metal, that fire in your gut to hang on and get the victory. So I loved it. I think that was the best case scenario for the Badgers when it comes to the first round. Because if you get a ho-hum victory over Washington, you beat them by double digits, and then you lose maybe a relatively close game with Illinois tomorrow, then everyone's feeling probably fine. There's no real emotions. But then you aren't tested. You aren't really tested heading in to the tournament. Now I believe that they are battle-tested moving on into the NCAA tournament, regardless of what happens with Illinois. And we know their ceiling. We know the Badgers' ceiling is the moon. They could get to the Final Four. They can beat absolutely anyone in the country when the shots are falling, when they're playing at their best. And we have seen their floor is getting bounced in the round of 64 or the round of 32 against a team that they probably should beat. And this win, this ability to withstand the comeback, to not play your best basketball down the stretch and still find a way to gut out a win, gives me even more confidence that the Badgers are going to be just fine when it comes to avoiding the bad upset, the bad games that we've seen in the past years, whether it be James Madison, the 12 seed, Iowa State from a few years ago, the Johnny Davis, Brad Davison year, BYU last year. We knew BYU was good, but the Badgers played an awful first half last year against BYU, and then John Tanjay just willed them back into the game single-handedly. And that's the other thing. It's not a one-man show. That's another thing we learned from this game. John Blackwell went off, 34 points on 14 shots, shot 50%, 6 of 12 from distance. That's what you love to see. Nick Boyd with 23, 8 for 15, 5 of 6 from 3. 9 assists for Boyd as well. Ruthlessly efficient across the board. That shows, we know guards carry in March. We know that Nick Boyd and John Blackwell by themselves can carry this team to victory. But even having just two scores makes me feel so much better about the Badgers advancing farther in the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament. Having that ability, that depth is just so nice. Because over the past couple of years, it felt like if John Tonjay's off last year, Badgers aren't doing anything. If Johnny Davis doesn't have it, the Badgers aren't doing anything. If AJ Storr doesn't have it, the Badgers aren't doing anything. And that came to fruition. Now, at a bare minimum, you have two that can get the job done. And this is all with Braden Carrington. Didn't have a great game today. I think he only had 3 points. Let me check the box score. Austin Rapp only had 3. Andrew Rohde only had 2 on his free throws to end the game. Okay, Carrington had 9, but that's 3 of 13. He didn't have his best performance today. John Blackwell and Nick Boyd can carry this team. This is further proof that those two by themselves can carry it without any extra help. And the fact that none of the other, sidekicks, so to speak, had great games makes me even more bullish on this team moving forward. I love that this is what happened in this particular ball game. Billy Oskus, he dropped 8. He was fine. You also saw a lot of freshmen in the game early, which gave me pause and made me think that UW knew that Washington wasn't the toughest team ever, and they were willing to give the freshmen some significant minutes. Let me take a look here. Kinzinger, he was only out there for 2, but Hayden Jones had 10 minutes. Will Garlock had 7 minutes. That's some pretty significant playing time for guys that we haven't seen much this season. Nolan Winter still out. He wasn't in a boot, though, today. I would be shocked. I could see them putting Nolan Winter on a minutes limitation tomorrow against Illinois, depending on how he's feeling, or if they continue to advance in the Big Ten tournament. I could see Nolan Winter being given a little bit of time, try and get his legs back underneath him before the tournament wraps back around. 85-82 Wisconsin winners over Washington. They stave off a furious comeback in the final 6 minutes from the Huskies. My name is Riley Yauch. This is the Jump Around post-game show. I'll be uploading this to the ESPN Madison podcast feed. You can find that on the ESPN Wisconsin app. And I'm recording this video. Hopefully it works. Hopefully you can see it on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel as well. We shall see. But while this did give me lots of confidence in the Badgers moving forward, I'm glad they experienced this now before it's real and before it's single elimination. Your season is over in the tournament. I love that this happened. However, if there is a concern I have from this game that I think could rear its ugly head come the NCAA tournament, lots of fouls, and they were struggling defensively, especially Billy Oskus and Austin Rapp. They could not hang with the big men of Washington. Let me take a look. Who is number 6? Steinbach dropped 25 on 38 minutes, 10 of 19, is only 1 of 6 from 3. Almost all those points, 22 of them, came in the paint, 18 came in the paint, 4 came from free throws, which again, resulting from his work in the paint. Steinbach had a great game. Zoom Diallo had 24 points. Like, the big men for Washington feasted. Austin Rapp and Billy Oskus could not handle Diallo and Steinbach. That makes me concerned. There are lots of teams, especially after the round of 64, Iowa State is one that I've seen in a lot of bracketology projections that Wisconsin could see in the round of 32. They have good big men. They're going to give the Badgers fits if things don't shore up and shore up quickly. And we know this team, I don't think they're going to get shored up before that time. Wisconsin, I believe they have the 56th overall defensive efficiency in the country. That's not great. If the Badgers are cold in a game, I don't trust them defensively to hang on and keep them in ball games. We know they can shoot their way back into ball games at any point, so I won't be too worried if the Badgers get down big, but if they're not on, their defense is not going to be able to keep it a close game if it's lower scoring or a slower pace. That worries me. I think the Badgers could get demolished in the paint, and that gives me pause. That gives me pause because Washington, they have Diallo and Steinbach. They're pretty good big men, but they're certainly not the top big men in the country that the Badgers could see. So you need Winter back quickly, and you need to find a way to get physical down low. You need to find a way to be gritty in that sense and to be able to match the physicality of other teams, rough some other squads up a bit. And I'm not sure if Rapp and AB will be able to do that. So if I had to take away a big concern, it's defense as a whole a little bit, and mostly that paint defense, if you will, the interior of the Badgers' defensive approach. Just worries me a little bit. Worries me a little bit. I still am very, very high on this squad. I am very searching for synonyms for confident. very confident in what they can do in the NCAA tournament. I am very glad this is how this game went because it showed their mental toughness and it gives them confidence moving forward that they can pull these types of games off because they're going to need to do it. I guarantee it. They're going to have a game like this come the NCAA tournament, and they're going to need to find a way to gut out a win. And I think this victory over the Washington Huskies gives the Badgers room to be optimistic and proof that they can do just that. Those are all the thoughts I have right now. We'll see. I'm hoping to do this every game. Hopefully, we can do this live. I would love to get your interaction. Feel free to chime in on the YouTube comments. Feel free to shoot me a DM, Riley Yauch on Twitter, if you have any objections or just want to discuss further. If you have any thoughts, feel free to let me know, or questions. Hope to do this after every game. Hope to do this tomorrow after the Illinois game. And as long as the Badgers continue to keep their March run going. I'm excited. This was great. Awesome start to the Big Ten tournament. Badgers win 85-82. They survive a late scare from the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin, Illinois, tomorrow, same time, same place, 1:30 p.m. approximately at the United Center down in Chicago. My name is Riley Yauch. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jump Around post-game show, Wisconsin over Washington. God bless, everybody. Take care. I shall see you and talk to you tomorrow.